So you are now one of the new kids on the block. Is that right, Dean?
Yeah, I think you should just start referring to me as the sixth new kid on the block. Because I was hanging out with him pretty much on Saturday out at the Wahlburgers restaurant in St. Charles. Randall Road and St. Charles Road, I think, was the cross street. But it was amazing. I pull up to this Wahlburgers restaurant, and, you know, I thought there'd be an okay crowd. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people packing this parking lot, waiting to see the new kids out there. Some of them had waited all night. They camped out there all night so they could be right up and you know, close right in the front. Some people came from as far as Australia to be there. There were people from all over America, but I talked to one young woman who is from Australia who came to see the new kids out there. They were having their hands put in cement outside of the Wahlburgers restaurant out there for their Walk of Fame. And, you know, they went through that whole ceremony. And then afterwards, we popped inside of the restaurant to chat a little bit. And they talked about, you know, this amazing turnout, this amazing weekend for them.
Chicago is like a second home to us, and it really is. It's like the energy here, I don't even know if it can, it comes pretty close to Boston.
It started with him falling in love with a girl from Chicago, and Jenny's a great, awesome, like, sister to us, and so it's nice, you know. Donnie means a lot to us, and this place means a lot to Donnie, so we're excited to be here.
I was really surprised. I mean, you never know what to expect. You come into an event like this, and seemed kind of old school, like when we used to do stuff at malls and stuff like that, so people were all lined up and excited, and we didn't really do much. We just came out and put our hands in cement, but it's pretty awesome to be here supporting Donnie, but also now we have something permanent here.
I am just so happy to support this guy. It's so great. Everything.
You gonna cry?
I'm so proud of you. That's all I gotta say. I am very proud of you, and it is such an honor to now have us be a part of this venture.
What's it like to be back out on the road and doing these songs, and you're out there with Rick Astley and En Vogue and Salt-N-Pepa? I mean, you're bringing the memories back this time.
It's we're bringing the memories back, but making new memories at the same time. As last night was amazing. You know, we say it a lot in a lot of cities that this was the best audience, but last night just blew the top off of everything. Chicago was ready. They were enthusiastic, like Jordan said, and surprised us yet again. You know, we've started a lot of tours here in Chicago. We tend to start here or Ohio for some reason, but it just had the perfect energy, and it was nice to be here when the tour's in full swing and we're really sharp now and the show's really come together, and Chicago got the best of it and they brought their best. It was an amazing night.
Yeah, they were out at the Allstate Arena on Friday night and Saturday night with Rick Astley and the group En Vogue and Salt-N-Pepa, and I'm told that these shows were absolutely amazing. People had a great time. Jenny McCarthy, Donnie's wife, was not on hand for the ceremony. You know, she was the only smart one that slept in on Saturday morning. We were all we all got up early, and you know, we're out there. But these guys, I mean, you can tell their genuine affection for each other. You can tell their chemistry with each other. I asked them a question about, you know, this Korean supergroup, the boy band BTS, that's the hottest band in the world right now. And, you know, I asked if they, you know, they could relate, because BTS said they're going on a hiatus just to decompress a little bit. And they said they totally can relate to what they're going through, the demands of being a band, living on the road all of the time. You know, it takes a toll on them. So, you know, they, just like BTS, they were at one time the hottest band in the world. And all these years later, I'll tell you what, the enthusiasm from these fans has not died down.
Sounds like it.
They were just, you know, beside themselves to be so excited and so close to the kids. And now by proxy, me, because you know they think I'm best friends with them. So you know I got much of the adoration as well, just because I was with them.
That's how it works. Even though they're like the new men on the block now, it's still a big fan base. And there may be an opening for you in BTS, I understand.
Well, yeah, you know they're all supposedly going to be working on solo projects, so. You know, the sooner I can glom onto them the way that I've glommed onto New Kids on the Block, you know, got on their bandwagon, you know, the better. I'm not getting any younger. I gotta get on as many of these bandwagons as I can.
You joined the club. Are they going into the military? Is that what's happening with them?
That's what they're saying. There's talk in South Korea right now about whether or not the guys in BTS will be given exemption from going into the military, because I guess they're supposed to. I mean, there is apparently mandatory military service in South Korea. So there's this huge controversy now whether or not being an entertainer gives you exemption from going into the military. Hmm. So it's something which is a subject of great controversy in South Korea right now.
So sounds like all is lovey-dovey again with Kim and Kanye, kind of, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's the case, but she was more than generous to him on Instagram for Father's Day. She posted something to Kanye saying, "Thank you for being the best dad to our babies and loving them the way you do. Happy Father's Day."
That's nice.
Which is very generous. And, you know, very apparently he is a very good father to his kids. They have four kids together, although they are legally single as of last March after 7 years of marriage. Kim Kardashian is now linked to Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson. But that, among the many, you know, celebrity Father's Day wishes. I was so curious because Nick Cannon has got like 27 kids or something like that now with 10 different women. He's got, I think it's 6 kids with 5 women.
Something like that.
Something. It's a huge amount. I thought, who's going to appreciate Father's Day more than Nick Cannon? So I looked on his Instagram, and actually two of his former girlfriends with whom he had children did post Happy Father's Day messages to him. Mariah Carey, who is the father to the twins with him, did not post anything about it, but it really, really should be renamed Nick Cannon Day for future Father's Day, honestly.
Since the start of your report today, Dean, I believe he has fathered 3 more children, but we'll check on that.
Yeah, we have like one of those telethon countdown things where, like, that we used to use to count the money on the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yeah, it keeps going up. Yep. Anybody go to the movies over the weekend?
It was a bit of a surprise at the box office that Jurassic World Dominion held on to the top spot for a second weekend in a row. Everybody thought that this new Buzz Lightyear movie was going to be the winner, but it was not able to overtake Jurassic World. Jurassic took in $58 million. Lightyear came in second place for a $51 million take, followed by Top Gun, Doctor Strange, and the Bob's Burgers movie. All of that will change when the new Elvis movie comes out on Friday. I cannot wait to tell you how much I love this movie. We'll talk about that more during the week and share some interviews that I did with the cast of the movie at Graceland last week.
Can't wait to see that. What's this about an old copy of Back to the Future selling for big bucks?
Yeah, you know, this stuff goes on eBay once in a while and up for auction once in a while. Somebody found a copy, a VHS copy of the movie Back to the Future in mint condition, perfect mint condition. Now, for you kids listening this morning, VHS was the way that we used to watch movies back in the day. They were actual videotaped cartridges, and this Back to the Future movie was found someplace. You know, if it was me, I found something like that, I'd either put it back up on the shelf with all the other stuff I'm never going to look at ever again, or, you know, you donate it someplace, mm-hmm. or, you know, something like that. Somebody made it available for auction, and it went for $75,000. That's a new record for a mint condition videotape.
Everybody now is thinking, got to go home and check that old box of VHS movies.
I know. It's. I mean, I think about all the junk that's in my basement that... I keep thinking I need to purge this. I need to go through it. I don't want to be a hoarder. And then I hear a story like this. It's like I can't get rid of anything. I've stolen too many things from radio stations over the years to just let it go easily like this.
Yeah, I think I have a belt buckle that says WMAQ is going to make me rich.
Oh, wow. that's a classic right there.
We also should say happy birthday to Brian Wilson. He's 80, and his band is in Kansas City. They're playing around the country. And isn't it interesting that McCartney, who just turned 80, Paul and Brian Wilson born within 2 days of each other
right?
in 1942.
Oh, wow. I knew that Paul just turned 80, but I didn't know that they were so close in age.
Old is the new young, Dean.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you later.